Hey, is this on? Is this on? Are we live? Are we here? Are we alive, guys? Are we alive? Holy crap, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
You guys are listening to the one and only, do it, Carolyn.
Carolyn
and Joe Show! That's us. I'm a filmmaker. I'm a photographer. My name is Joe. Carolyn, illustrator, designer extraordinaire. This is what we do. We give you a peek into our life. We spill the beans on all of our secrets here on our podcast for you, the listener. Hopefully every single week we give you something, and this is us. How you doing, Carolyn?
I'm doing excellent.
Eggs. Excellent. We're listening to some John Frusciante. Hope you guys are going to enjoy this. New John Frusciante is out, and you're going to be hearing that into the background. And yes, guys, is it winter? I don't know. It feels like it.
Did the groundhog see his shadow?
I don't even remember that.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Sure. It's one of those.
He said 6 more weeks of winter.
It's one of those holidays, man. It's one of those things that happens every single time. Every single time. You know what was really great, Carolyn? When we were watching the Olympics the other day. And I guess it's funny because we actually have not watched any of the Olympics, really, I think, at all. And then the day that we chose to watch the Olympics, I don't even know why, I just sat down and I was like, I'm going to start watching the Olympics. There must be something happening. And the Olympics has already been going on for like 2 weeks. You know what I mean? It's already been going
really?
On for 2 weeks. It feels like, yeah.
2 weeks?
Yeah. And it's just like,
when
oh.
When is the closing ceremony? Is it like,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know. I don't even know. I have absolutely no clue.
The only things that I've heard is that during the opening ceremony, they had the Olympic rings, and then one of their rings just like malfunctioned.
Yes. Thank you, Russia.
I heard about that. And then I heard that for the closing ceremony, they're supposed to have that ring working.
Oh, there's no guarantees, man. 4 years down the drain, like you said before. All that money.
4 years down the drain.
4 years down the drain.
Flush it.
It was really great because I have a fond memory of like when we were watching the recent Olympics. They were watching like the skiing half pipe, the men's skiing half pipe challenge, which is like the X Games type deal. But basically, they kept on like one of the competitors like watched like basically like missed his landing on the half pipe and like landed with his back on the edge. And like, you know, you think you go and watch these sports and you tend to like fail to realize, dude, that's sort of dangerous. He was like up there like 20 feet, and like he literally just lands on his back on the corner of the piece, and you're like, no, don't show it again, that's vicious.
I don't like, actually like it when they show, I know why they show them all again and all the accidents and
yeah.
stuff. Like, I get that, but I don't like watching it, because I usually just shut my eyes the second time, because I'm like, no!
You know, and I was talking to a friend, I think I was talking to Cooney the other day, too, about,
the
like...
Coonster?
Yeah, Coonster. We were talking about, like, the Olympics, and, you know, I was asking, were you watching the Olympics? And he's like, I'm too cool, I don't watch that shit. And, basically, I was like, so what do you think is better? Summer or Winter Olympics, you know? And I was like, well, there's dancing in both, and you have gymnastics. And I'm starting to think the Winter Olympics are a lot cooler than the Summer Olympics. And my reasonings behind that being cooler than the Summer Olympics is...
The element.
Well, yeah, I feel like with the Winter Olympics, you're literally watching, like, some fantasy movie in front of you, man. Like, you have ballerinas. Like, you have, like, these fantasy angels dancing on the ice, and then you have these guys going back and forth in like the forest, you know, and stuff like that. It's like watching like Middle Earth games.
Wait, who's a guy going back and forth in the forest?
Well, I mean, like when you're going skiing and down the slopes, you know what I mean? You're going through those elements and you crash and burn, you know what I mean? It's like, that's really some hardcore stuff.
I was thinking like Apocalypto.
Yeah,
like
it's exactly
going back
like
and forth in the,
no, it's like Apocalypto. They got the
downhill
ones where,
skiing.
They got the ones where you shoot
going down.
You got the ones where you're shooting and you're skiing through the forest for like long periods of time. Those big ass long runs and stuff like that, or skis. That's hardcore stuff. That's why I voted. That's why I voted for the Winter Olympics.
Well, I do really like the luge and the bobsled, but I have not seen any of them yet. But those are like my favorites because they're so kind of like obscure, and you're going down like a tunnel on like very fast ice.
That thing's dangerous. You don't get as fast as that on.
How do you
Summer
even
Olympics.
Train for that?
You just freaking throw yourself down a hole.
I know, but how do you train? Like, do they have like bobsled like arenas and stuff, and people like do it every day?
Idea.
They're like, I gotta go into my bobsled training today.
Because if you think about that, if you think about that, I guess you gotta have that already installed if you're gonna have the Olympics. I guess that's where all the money that they're spending for the Olympics comes. Like, well, we're gonna transform this hole into the luge.
And I'm also like mesmerized by the Jamaican bobsled team, because not only because of the John Candy movie Cool Runnings, which is awesome because John Candy is the man, but also because it's like, how in Jamaica can they have a bobsled team?
Just throw themselves down a hill.
I know, but where did they get the snow from?
They get it from the hills. Hey, it's the Carolyn's News.
Yeah, it's the Carolyn's News. So first of all, have you guys went out, purposely found yourself a magic bullet number 8? If you haven't heard about magic bullet, it's Washington, D.C.'s free comics newspaper that I edit. It's the third issue that I've edited, and it just came out a few weeks ago, earlier this month, so check it out. Joey Gladstone. Joey Gladstone style, check it out at magicbulletcomics.com.
Cut it out.
Oh yeah, cut it out. Again, magicbulletcomics.com to find all the locations where you can possibly obtain your free copy. And we hope to be spreading the newspapers as far and wide as possible. But right now it looks like it's just in the Washington, D.C. area, but I'm sending a shipment up to New Jersey soon. Be on the lookout. But yeah, like, we're gonna spread that paper as far and wide as possible. And also I have more notes about the news. Let me grab them. As you can see in this paper, there's an exhibit called Cartoons. It's coming. It already is here. Oh my gosh. From now until February 28th at the University of the District of Columbia at 4200 Connecticut Avenue, Northwest Washington, D.C., Gallery 42, Building 42, Room A12, Monday through Thursday. From 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., the show will be happening. And also, not only that, the closing reception is February 28th from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. And most of the fabulous artists will be there on hand, and you can meet them. That sounds pretty amazing to me. Check it out. Cut it out.
Jam-packed stuff.
Yeah, like, so who's gonna be there? Steve Artley, Carolyn Bileski, that's me, Matt Dembicki, Teresa Roberts Logan, who helped plan this. Again, she's the laughing redhead. You might have remembered her from a few months ago on the Carolyn and Joe Show.
A great show.
Andrew Cohen, David Hagen, Michael Ouget, and Rafer Roberts are all part of this cartoon show, and that is fabulous. Also, don't forget, March 8th is the first ever Smudge Comics Art Expo. Free admission. You cannot beat that. At Artisphere in Arlington, Virginia. Very awesome venue. Yes. From noon to 6 p.m. on March 8th. That's a Saturday, folks. I don't see any reason why you should not go to this, because Smudge is the comic arts expo that is for families. You can learn about how to make your own comics and look at all the exhibitors and check out their work and help support them and purchase their independent books. It sounds pretty amazing to me. I'm going to be there on March 8th. Also, coming up, I know this is like, sounds like it's far away, but it's really not. Awesome Con, April 18th through 20th.
It's like what, like a month and a half?
It over sounds like it's a far away
over,
event, but it's,
I heard it's
like
over,
it's seriously
over
gonna
55
come.
Days, 50, 56 days away or so.
Is there some countdown or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, there is. I think I heard it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and Joe worked on the commercial for Awesome Con,
that's
which
right,
lot of people are seeing on The Walking Dead.
I directed that commercial.
It's pretty amazing. And that's this is the second annual one, and this is at the Washington Convention Center, and Joe and I will be there. And also, there's a fabulous guest list. So many people, so little time. But I am excited, very excited that Phil LaMarr is going to be back, because also, he was such a cool dude last year. He came by and said hi to us at our table, and he was like, "Hey, Carolyn," and I was like, "Hey, Phil, what's up?" And it was amazing. And Phil LaMarr is a really good, genuine guy, and I'm excited that he's coming back again. And not only that, like, there's just so many other really crazy good guests there. And this year they're having an awesome concert. Get it? And Andrew WK is going to be there. Like, we're going to be partying hard. It's going to be amazing. All roads lead to Awesome Con.
All roads lead to Awesome Con.
I mean, pretty
Con.
Much. Where we go, we don't need no roads, but where the roads take us, it leads us to Awesome Con. But yeah, that's going to be exciting. And I'm pumped. I'm pumped for some awesomeness. Yeah, it's sneaking up on us. I swear, I'm going to blink and all of a sudden it's going to be April. That's what's going to happen. Because think about it, guys. We are already, because now we're at the end of February. That means 2 months have passed in 2014. And that means that we are already, one-sixth done with the whole year?
It seems like that. 1/6 done with the year?
Yeah.
And we're at episode 266 of the Carolyn and Joe Show, too.
Lots of numbers going
lots
on.
Lots of numbers, lots of math being flown in your front of your face. 266. It's about 4 months, 4 years. About 4 years. We're pretty much in the same tracking
as the Olympics.
As a
presidential.
Our presidential. We are in our first term. Serving our first term,
you know,
as a podcast.
It's pretty amazing.
We were here before. We were here before them.
Before Obama.
Sorry, were we?
B.O.
Were
the Carol Ninjo Show.
Were we here before Obama?
Maybe.
Makes me wonder about that. I was listening to our very first, like, episode number one, too, that had James on there a couple days ago, and that made me really think, man. I really think, like, we actually at one point we had like a commercial that played before our show that was promoting our own shows. Remember we did pre-records of our own commercials of our own.
I don't even remember that.
It started with the Briscoe County Music. It was like, "Hey everybody, my name is Joe and this is Carolyn and you guys are listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show." And it's like, "Did you know that you can see us live and in person? Really? Yeah, you can check us out
on these dates.
It actually had like us. You'd come in.
So that basically
list the dates.
Was the news segment back then.
Yeah, the news segment was pre-recorded back then.
Interesting.
But I can tell because of the recording here of how many days so far we've done how many episodes we've done the Carolyn's News with, like, the current music. Because we did it before with different music, too. But currently, we've done the Carolyn's News with that song. It was actually done by Trent Reznor for 68 weeks in a row.
Damn.
68 weeks of the Carolyn's News segment.
I hope everyone likes my news segment.
Everyone loves news. Everyone loves the great stuff like that. That's what it's all about. So have you been enjoying this Olympics? Because it's really what it's all about.
I haven't watched much. I watched a.
You just want to see the luge, or you want to see the bobsled team.
I haven't watched the bobsled and the luge, and I have not watched it. And I don't know when it is, but I will have to say. Do you know how you're saying which is better, summer or winter Olympics?
Yeah.
I have a cause that will say a good reason for the summer Olympics.
There's a cause?
Yeah. You want to know what it is?
Yeah, sure.
Speed walking.
That's a cause?
Yeah.
What do you mean? How's that a cause?
I mean, it's not like anyone needs help with it or anything.
That's what I was saying. It's like that's.
Well, I'm just saying a case for the Summer Olympics being awesome. How about that?
Speed walking,
man. I was like so enamored with that.
Speed walking is equivalent to winners like curling.
What is curling? Which I should know.
Well, that's where they have like the giant puck or whatever slide across the rink and people like brush in front of it on the ice.
That would be hockey.
No, but like they sort of clean, they smoothen out the pathway.
What?
So it can go faster down there and then like
they
scrub it.
They smoothed the path.
Yeah, they smoothen the path. They scrub it.
They scrub it like a scrubbing bubble.
Not what? A bubble?
Yeah, you know those little animated scrubbing bubbles and they're like, we clean your bathroom for you.
Sure, something like that.
Is that what curling is?
Yeah, something like that. That's very close to it. And then like whoever gets down there the quickest wins.
I still don't really have a good grasp on it.
Well, you've heard it before. Your word on the street used to be high, so
But I've never actually seen a curling competition.
Well, because like the word is probably nothing's being curled, so it probably might be throwing you off a little bit how that is. But I remember, I think people remember that because of how absurd it really is.
You know, also at the Summer Olympics, people are really into the swimming, especially with Michael Phelps recently. But yeah,
swimming is a pretty elementary type of event. It's like that's one of the ones where they put in the, that's one of the events that they put on like the graphics.
They're like, they're swimming.
Yeah, like swimming, and then you know what I mean, like in the front graphics, like swimming. And
you know what is making me like, I guess a little bit less excited about this Olympics is no Apollo Anton Uno.
There's no Lindsey Vonn either.
Like, what? Because like that was my first question about the Olympics. I was like, oh, is it Apollo Anton Uno there? And then you're like, no, he retired.
Yeah, but he's also, if you think about it, he's been there forever.
But he's awesome. I want to watch him.
But you know,
I get to see him in the subway ad, so that is good.
You can see the other girl, the other ice skater from in there. Or I guess she's a gymnast.
Who?
I forget the blonde girl that's there. They never say her name. Something like, maybe because it's like Slutskaya, and they're like, we don't want to have slut. All the Russians always have.
You know
that.
What I do think is hilarious? Russians. I have only seen maybe about 5 different female ice skating performances, and I saw a couple of the skiing things, but I've really probably only invested maybe like half an hour of my life into this Olympics.
Because the other time you fell asleep.
And what I'm getting at, I guess, is something that I find hilarious about this year's Olympics is, and also I know they've done this in the past, but it's more hilarious this year more than anything, is the McDonald's sponsorships and Coke and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, I know that that's the way the world works, and they, all these companies put major money into the Olympics.
I'd like to know, how does the world work here? How does that world work?
Follow the money.
Follow the money.
And first of all, here when we go to the scoreboard, it's a big giant McDonald's logo. McDonald's scoreboard for the Olympics.
Massive.
A big M.
They are sponsoring all the medals, apparently.
And then they have an ad for their chicken McNugget.
Oh my God.
And it has the Olympians with their nice medal around their neck, and then they take the medal and they bite it with their teeth, like physically biting the metal, and then it has like a juxtaposition where side by side a normal civilian is biting into a chicken nugget. Not a chicken nugget, sorry, a chicken McNugget. And like, I'm like, oh, so what? They're trying to make you think that you're an Olympian if you eat chicken McNugget, and then you're gonna pink meat
chicken McNugget,
and you're gonna put the McNugget in your mouth like as if you're an Olympian biting on your gold trophy or whatever, gold medallion. And I'm like, what? Like, I get it, like, as a visual image, you know? Like, I'm like, okay, I get it.
It make me wonder if they pre-planned, if McDonald's, like,
of course they
pre-planned,
do.
Like, they're like, all right. Like, they like before they go up onto the podium to get their medal, like, the McDonald's representative is like, all right, when you go up there, we need you to bite into it, but you got to wait for our signal. And then they're like, what? It's like, this is for a commercial that's going to come out 10 years from now. So
the physical act of like biting the metal looks stupid.
But what, is there a reason why they do that?
No, because they're like, it's a McDonald's.
Is it not supposed to be real? Is that not supposed to be real gold or something like that?
I don't know. Maybe they think it's chocolate or something.
It's like, oh, yes, it's Olympic chocolate.
Oompa Loompa. But like,
what?
Like, you know that German guy that was the,
yeah,
who Gump des Gloomp?
He's not, probably not like Oompa Loompa.
Whatever. That's what I thought of. But like, you know, remember when that Oompa Loompa had to save him and he went into the chocolate river? But what I'm getting at is like, I don't know. Like, I understand the visuals of the juxtaposition, but it's stupid because like, if I won a gold medal, I would not be like biting it with my teeth.
But this is only for like the American one, right? It's not like the other one.
I'm sure they probably have some type of adjustment though, because like they are global component now of McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have different nationality ads for the Olympics, but at least the one that I see has them chewing on their pink sludge.
Pink sludge meat.
Pink slime.
Pink slime nuggets.
Nuggets. Which is so disgusting, which most people don't even realize what that is made of. Go Google pink slime.
That's why it's always so surprising. It's like the worst food is what's being given at the Olympics.
Yeah, and then also on top of that, you know damn well all of these people's coaches will never let them have a sip of Coca-Cola unless they get gold.
But didn't we see that like during like, I forget, what the Teddy or whoever who won like the gold medal on like the Schloop or whatever the skiing event, where like they had like the the ticker that said like he drinks a Coke before every single race.
I mean, if he does, well, I'm not gonna deny because I don't know what actually goes on.
Classic Coke is delicious.
Let me just
say,
I don't know what actually goes on before this person's race every time, but I will say like, it is well known with every major athlete to stay away from Coke.
Yeah, or soda. Or soda,
like just soda and McDonald's. That's like a no-no. That is basically like you never would do that.
But
maybe only once a year to like right after your performance you can celebrate and have like some crazy meal. You know, like it's like how Victoria's Secret people don't eat for like 2 weeks leading up to the Victoria's Secret fashion show. But then probably like the immediate night after that show's done, you know damn well they're eating a hamburger and milkshake.
Yeah.
And fries.
Or probably not.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how strict they are, but I'm just saying, you know damn well they're going to treat themselves to something that they don't normally eat.
I'm probably not.
I don't know. But I would. But I'm just saying that, like, all sports people know, all really true athletes that are training their bodies, they know damn well to never have a soda ever. And that's what I also think is interesting, too, about, like, I'm not trying to blame her, but Beyonce, she has a very strict regime with her intake of food and culinary
infections. Deliciousness.
And Beyonce is very strict with her diet, and here she is having a Coke from her ads, you know, or Pepsi. I don't know who sponsors her. I guess a Coke, right? A diet Coke.
Pepsi.
Or Pepsi. Either way, same difference.
Same difference?
Same difference. Because, I mean, I will say, I am a fan. Don't even use this as a soundbite, so maybe I should rework this. Sometimes Coca-Cola does taste good. The classic Coke.
Cherry Coke tastes good.
But
classic
I will
Coke
say, like,
good.
I
nothing,
have...
Nothing diet. I do not enjoy the
diet.
Have you had an orange Coke?
I don't think so.
They have, like, because, you know, we go to Elevation Burger or any of those places that have, like,
the
Coke machine. Like the, you know, like the big Coke machines
with
the multiple stuff and you can mix drinks. Like with if you go to the Coke section, they have like they got like 7-10 different types of Cokes, like the raspberry Coke, the orange Coke, the lime Coke, it's like there's so many delicious Cokes there.
And now you're making me thirsty. But the thing is like every true athlete and every coach knows damn well that soda is very bad.
Yeah.
And it's not like an ideal thing to drink, and I think like more and more people are becoming educated about it. It's basically like the worst thing you can possibly put in your body.
Yeah.
But I just find it interesting that here, like, they are like hawking it. They're like, oh, it's the Olympics. Here, have a Coke and have a McDonald's. And like, it's like that is what the opposite. I guess what I'm pointing out.
Horrible food and a horrible drink.
And that I'm like, that is the opposite of what somebody that takes care of their body.
Candy food.
Yeah, it's literally like not even eating anything good for you.
But it tastes.
It doesn't have any nutritional value.
It does taste delicious, but it just doesn't. It doesn't help. Civilians can eat it, but like I would not sort of like expect like a I would not expect a real athlete to be like, okay, now, all right, guys, let's go to McDonald's.
No, hell no.
Or else, at least the good ones should not.
You know they probably are out there. I'm probably gonna sneeze in a second.
What if the top athletes are like, what if the top athletes are like looking at like the people looking at the people eating McDonald's and like, that's why you're not the best.
they're gonna eat McDonald's. It's like, I don't know if Jimmy Jacobs eats McDonald's or anything, but they're just gonna be like, oh, Jimmy Jacobs. That's why. Because you're drinking a Coke.
Or fast food in general, I guess.
Fast food. I don't know if he even has fast food, but he has. I guess what I'm mentioning is that this is a professional wrestler who, I guess, refuses to get in shape to the full extent.
Of the law.
For the full extent of the law. He said that he doesn't want to do that stuff because it's not fun. He doesn't want to get this super diet that's like all healthy because it's not fun. I think his physique is good, but it's just not like straight on cut.
It's really crazy to look at, like, you know, the joy, I guess, of that what's happening with the Olympics, but then on the other side of the news you see those massive like riots, I guess, like in the Ukraine, and you see like this massive fire. You're like, wow, so there's nationalist stuff here, and then the other side there's, you know, this is happening. You know what I mean? It's
like
weird.
Well, the thing is like, I think Olympics can bring a lot of enjoyment to people, but there is a lot of money that goes into it. And then there's like so many other struggles that the world is going through, but the focus is on Olympics and stuff.
It's almost like for Korea, all they have is that Korean,
South Korea,
South Korean.
Say.
Yeah. The South Korean, dancer,
Kim.
The figure skater, and figure skating as a sport is really quite amazing to me too. You know what I mean? Because it's also like, you break it down, it's still just like this dance performance. You know what
but
I mean?
But it's on ice.
I mean, it's on ice, but it's like, all right, so when you turn into a pro skater, you're not really like facing other pro people to see who does like the best triple axel combination. You're actually just going in. Isn't it like you're just going on tours and like singing Disney on Ice and stuff like that?
Not quite sure.
I mean, I feel like that's what the next level is. Because what else are you going to do? I mean, someone can correct me, but like, I really would love to know what is, because I know amateur.
I guess you could give lessons to up and comers.
I guess that's sort of similar to how like professional wrestling is. It's like when you're an amateur wrestler and you're really taking these people down, and then you go to pro wrestling, you're not really trying to like pin the dude, like, for, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like, they do pick him up and say, and they do. You know, like the pro wrestling, like WWE does look at those people and are like, those guys are real athletes. We're going to use them. I wonder if that's how figure skating is. If like whoever's putting on Disney on Ice and they're like looking at like, they're looking at like the, whoever the top Korean, North Korean, South Korean dancer. Like, we're going to get her to play Mulan or something like that.
I don't know. Does Disney on Ice actually get Olympian skaters?
I would like to think if you're going to get some, the best, you get those people, right?
I think the Olympian skaters do their own tour.
And then they just dance?
I guess. I'm not really too sure about how that industry works.
Because I feel like that's where it is. That's the pinnacle. That's 4 years right there.
4 years down the drain.
It's 4 years down the drain. You can't hit that triple axel. What's up with that?
Yeah.
All I hear about is that triple axel. I've never seen anyone take that triple axel before. The first person to do a double axel. You know, it's all about breaking those firsts.
The axles. Yeah, I mean, I think that the ice skating is intriguing, but I just don't know
what,
any
what's
of the
one that you're the most
people.
Intrigued by?
The skaters or what's
just,
the
any of the winter sports. Is there anything that's really intriguing?
Like I said, the bobsled and the luge, for some reason, like, I don't think I would want to necessarily try it myself, but I like the concept of just, like, going in a tube and then, like, letting all your body go and just going as fast as you can down a tube.
Yeah.
I mean, there's gotta steer what type it, of so art is it? You know, like,
what type of art is that?
Yeah,
it's the art of the speed.
It's like you're speeding down this tube. How fast are they going?
They can go as 80 miles, maybe. I don't know.
100
super
miles
fast.
An hour?
Something like that. 250 miles.
Didn't somebody die?
I mean, I guess anyone can die. Someone dies every day.
It's actually frightening if you think about it.
What, someone to die? Or going down there?
Going
that's,
down.
That's why my vote is that the Winter Olympics are better, because you have people freaking throwing themselves down an ice tube.
I still enjoy
can die.
I enjoy the speed walking of Summer Olympics, though.
Yeah, but I remember there was speed walking and it was raining. I was like, that sucks to be, you can't even like be like run into the.
I wonder how you train for that. Like, I seriously
walk.
I want to actually train for speed walking. I think that would be fun.
What do you think it is? Walking?
But I think it's funny because then they have those people that monitor you, and if you can't take off like both legs at the same time, because then that's considered running or something. There's like this fine line of like always having a foot on the ground.
That's harsh, harsh rules. I like to see people be like, no, 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 that person's footstep. He's running. That person's running.
When they start to look like ducks.
I like because they start moving their hips into it.
Yeah,
because
basically it's interesting because it's like, they are like 1 millisecond away from starting to run.
Yeah. But no, they can't.
it's like, oh, you got to stop there.
Honestly, what if there's like a pileup? Like the one person like trips and they all like have to walk around.
Like they all waddle like a duck. It's interesting. I mean, if I was to try to train for one of the sports, I think I would like to do the speed walking. I think I could be somewhat capable of that.
Well, I mean, like, the Winter Olympic one.
Winter Olympics is actually, like, frightening.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's so, like, scary.
It's
these
on
are, like,
ice.
These are, like, some... They're flying around stuff, man. People can die from these things. You don't see people dying from, like, speed walking, but you see people dying from skiing. Crashing into a tree.
Skiing?
Doing
oh, my
a high-ass jump. Doing backflips off of, like, the ramp. Off of that. It's like, those are doing...
Actually...
Those are all this stuff on the half pipe. Those are, like, suicide dives they're doing, man.
You know what is crazy? For skiing, I have never been skiing. And
it can be painful.
I have never been, and I really actually have no desire to. And there's good reasons why. First of all, one of my former coworkers, he took his family there. And on the first ride down, his wife broke her arm. And then the whole vacation seemed like it was ruined.
Well, that's, I mean, people, and I guess she didn't ski before.
I have no idea. I think that she had, but I don't really know, like, that well of, like, her history of, you know, skiing. But it seemed like they went a lot or something. You know what I mean?
Like, that's why I feel like you can appreciate the skill that's involved. These people busting their ass for, like, 1/10 of a second to make it.
But it's so crazy to me, though, because, like, that's, like, my nightmare is to break my right hand. You know what I mean? Like, it's a straight-up nightmare. And then, like, the other thing is, like, I know this is kind of irrelevant, but semi-true, is, like, Sonny Bono died skiing, hitting a tree. And then, like, what is it? Liam Neeson's wife died from skiing and some like complications of a skiing accident or something happened. I don't know the full detail.
Yeah.
But it seems like every year some type of high profile person dies from skiing every other year. And I always hear about like people that break their arm and stuff. It doesn't really sound fun to me. Like I really don't have a strong desire to ever try skiing.
Well, like, these are true risk-taking sports,
but
though,
but seriously,
too.
Like, then people have told me, they're like, oh, you can do the bunny hill and just go down. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, that doesn't really sound like fun. Like, seriously, if somebody was to offer me, like, a package to be like, oh, we'll fly out to Colorado and put you up in a nice little ski resort for 1 week and you can do whatever you want and hang out and ski and we'll give you lessons and all that. I'd be like, honestly, I would be like, sorry, I really don't have any desire to do that. I'd rather go to work
for
a week.
It's crazy because, like, skiing itself, it has to be in those hills, and like they just, you know, it's like little sections they plow over, I guess, in between trees. You know what I mean? It's sort of like you still have senses of danger on the side. You
like, seriously,
go right off the mountain.
Knowing my luck and coordination, I would probably freaking hit a tree and die.
You'd go off the hill and just fall down the mountain.
That scares the shit out of me. And also, on top of that, I am not a big fan. I do like snow, but I'm not a big fan of being cold. I just don't think it's right for me. Like, I have no desire. Like, I can watch other people do it on the Olympics in the privacy of my own home and sit on the sofa with my heated blanket. Like, that's nice. But I am not a big fan of thinking about trying to ski. And that says a lot if, like, somebody offers me a free vacation and I don't want to go. I'd rather stay at home and work. Or not even at home. I'd rather go
snowboard.
Into work.
But
snowboarding is just as bad. They're all just as bad. They scare the shit out of me. I would never.
It's just going down a hill at a fast speed.
Also, you got to know, like, I'm really protective of my arms. maybe it's because of the artist thing or what, but like, I feel like my bone.
What is about
like
what about
my
me?
Bone in my wrist is like not very big, and like my hands looks really fragile. I can just see it all crumbling. So, I can just see my whole hand just like crumbling.
So figure skating is more of your taste.
But even that's scary as hell because like when I was younger, my mom took me to the local ice arena, and apparently from what I remember, a hockey team was practicing right before. And you know when the hockey guys like stop, they put like big gashes into the ice. They're like, stop, yeah. You know, and gash into it. Apparently they like, from what I remember, they didn't reset and clean the ice after the hockey team practice.
Yeah.
So there's gashes everywhere and stuff. So I'm just like skating like, I was a little kid. I was in elementary school. I fell and I got back up. Everything's good. And I'm just skating. And all of a sudden, like my mom's like, what's going on? I like look down. I touch my chin or whatever. And, like I look down on my coat and like it's all bloody. And I touch my chin and it's all bloody. And apparently when I fell, I scraped my chin on the ice, and I didn't even notice. I didn't even remember any pain, really. And I remember, like, she's like, oh, we gotta go to the nurse or whatever here. And then all they gave me was, like, a Band-Aid, and they're like, that'll tidy over or something like that. And, then meanwhile, like, my mom's, like, rushing me to the hospital to get stitches. And I have a little bit of stitches here on my chin. It's not really very noticeable at all, but I remember the moment. I have a memory. I can't remember if it hurt or not. I remember, like, it being, the stitches being, like, sticky or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Did they put glue on it to hold it or something?
I mean, they could put anything in there.
I have no idea. But anyway,
that could have been the medication they put on it.
Maybe it was a medication. It was sticky. But I don't remember necessarily having a bad time about it. Maybe just bad timing. I mean, I've had stitches twice in my life. But this one was the more recent time, was in elementary school. But, like, I have gone ice skating since then, but I've been more careful about it. But it still is like not really a high interest to me to be doing all these crazy moves and stuff. Like I want to.
What
be
crazy?
Able to.
What type of crazy moves are you trying to do?
Like a triple lutz.
You went to a triple lutz into a triple toe loop into a triple axel.
I mean,
triple double.
Like just really skating around a couple times is good for me. You know, I'm like okay. And also the other thing
you don't
thing
really
is,
need to do those crazy. That's.
I want to. Why
you,
not?
You
want
to try? I'm going to try a double axel on this one.
But you know what's crazy though is like I always also maybe this is me, but I always put my ankles to the sides. So when I'm skiing, or when I'm ice skating, my ankles are always going off to the sides a lot. Do you ever have that? Like I don't. It doesn't go straight. It's hard.
I wonder if I did. I always like to use the ice skater, not the ice skater, but the hockey skates are usually better for my ankles.
Yeah, my ankles are weird on it. Maybe it's just like my lack of training, because I really have only probably been ice skating maybe like 6 times in my life, maybe 7. And it's been fun, you know, I can't say it's been bad, but again, it's just not my environment. Being on ice, being in the cold.
It's not really any human environment, really. I mean, that's what makes it so amusing at the same time.
It's just not. I don't like. And I have a faint memory of, like, a gash in my chin. You know, it's just not really, like, I'm like, I don't really want to. I don't know. It's not my thing.
I mean, that's the same thing with snowboarding to me. I tried it. You know, people thought I'd be really into it. And then I did it, you know, it was fine. But then after a while, it's just like, I don't really need to keep on doing this. I mean, I did take a couple hard falls, and my back is probably even more messed up from that more than, like...
You remember those falls?
Yeah, I remember those falls. Those are fucking the most vicious falls I've ever had.
Is it expensive to go to these skiing places?
I don't know, but I...
Cause it seems very expensive to me, because then you also have to stay in the cabin and all that, right?
From what I remember, like, it was like a trip. You know, it was like, oh, you don't go with this to this... church ski trip. It wasn't even my church. It was like Mike Bovey. I went with him because he was going with his girlfriend and her friend. Like, yeah, you should go too. I was like,
yeah,
all right.
Like, what's up with all the, like, I remember all these, like, in my head, they were like the popular people that always had their ski trip. They're like, we're going on our ski
trip.
Was
like a church. This was like a church one. But I guess
did you guys pray to God?
I mean, I prayed to God every day, so it wasn't really different to me. <It's>,
you're like, oh, we're gonna go down skiing now. Let's pray to God.
No, but, you know, it's like one of those, It was like that, but like after a few like skates, after a few like snowboardings down, I was just like,
"You're like, I'm done.
I mean, I can't. I was like, I don't think I can take my back being destroyed. Because it's like the same with everything, with ice skating, with snowboarding, and you know, like I don't know, I can figure it out with driving and bikes, but I just didn't know how to stop. I can ride it down. I just don't know how to freaking stop.
You just gotta crash.
Yeah, that's really what it came down to. And then, like, they're like, oh, you can turn to the side, and it'll slow you down. And when I turned to the side, then I got caught, and then it basically got powerbombed in the hard-ass snow. And it was a hard part. I was like, damn, that hurt.
What age is this?
This is, like, in high school. It's like, 16, 17.
Gosh. You know what? I, like, seriously, though, have no desire to do any of that. I really think that, like, if somebody was to ask me, like, oh, well, this skiing is so fun, man. Oh, yeah, you gotta try it.
Yeah.
And, like, people are like that, and I'm just like, no, thank you. I'm like the little nerd who's like, I'll just stay at home. Read my book. There's, like, this one kid at RecPAC when I used to be a camp counselor at RecPAC. It was a recreation for pretty awesome children. And, this one kid, like, we always try to have these organized games and events and stuff. This one kid, all he wanted to do was read Harry Potter, which I mostly let him do because I was just
much like the rest of the world.
That's what he wants to do, you know. That's what he wants.
I understand how it is when you get into a book because I'm getting into like the Grant Morrison books. I'm just like, I just want to keep on going.
But also, I will say there is like a time and a place for that, like to do that at home. But whereas like if you go to a camp, you kind of want the kids to be like part of a team and play the game.
I mean, that's why you're there.
Yeah,
for one thing.
It's kind of like you're not really
exercise.
It's like you're not really here to like sit and read your book, you know.
But I guess technically you are there to sit and read your book because it's sort of like your parents are paying you just to get rid of those kids.
Yeah, but also he was like one of the older kids.
Yeah,
like I forget what grade, maybe sixth grade he was, because it was mostly elementary school, and I was like, well, that's what he wants to do. It's not like he's like in first grade and we really need to integrate him with the kids, you know. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. But if somebody wanted me to go on a ski trip, I would probably be inside the lodge next to the fireplace.
Surprise, surprise. That's what a lot of people do anyway. That's what it is.
Is that really what it is? Like, how is the lodge? Like,
just hanging out where it snows.
Did you stay overnight in like with your church group?
It wasn't my church group.
Bovey's church group?
It wasn't Bovey's church group.
It was his girlfriend?
His girlfriend's church.
Well, okay, well, did you stay, like, overnight?
Yeah,
like,
we overnight in the lodges and stuff like that.
How was the lodge? Like, how was that?
It's like cabins. You know, people were, like, it was in bunk beds, too.
Was it like the Grand Canyon?
Well, I mean, not, like, lavish like that, but, like, literally was, like eight people in a room
in a bunk bed?
In bunk bed, yeah.
So, like, dorm style?
I felt really bad for people because I snore. And, like, I was like, God, eight people are going to hear me snore, so I tried to, like, cover it. And then I tried to cover myself so I would get people like woken up and stuff like that. And I thought I was fine in the morning. Other people were talking about each other snoring. And then I was like,
Joe's the worst.
No, yeah, that's what it was. And I was like, oh, cool. No one's mentioned me yet. And then like, you know who really is the worst? God, Joe snores like crazy. I was like, damn it,
F man. F Joe, man.
And also, like, I forgot my shampoo. And I took conditioner instead. And I was like, damn it, I just have conditioner. And I had, like, super long hair then, too. So I was like, man.
It's all greasy.
It's just, like, all, like, wow, it's conditioned. Conditioned for what?
You could do, like, fancy hair twists, like Apollo Anton Uno.
You know, the reason why I knew that, too, because some dude, like, borrowed my what I thought was shampoo. And then he, like, ran back out. I was like, dude, this is conditioner. I was like, well, damn it. The fact that he was upset that was conditioner.
This is conditioner,
dude,
man.
Dude, we can't just use conditioner. He ruined his day.
All these memories come back to life.
I guess that's how it is over at the Olympic Village. A lot of those people, like even all of them, they you know, that's not what they do for a living. You know what I mean? They all have like other jobs.
They're like, can you imagine if your coworker's like, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, go to Russia because I'm an Olympian.
In the Olympics. And she's like, all right, don't forget this. Fill out the TC load letter.
Yeah. Make sure you turn in your TPS report before you leave.
It's probably just like everything else. They could give less of a damn. Unless you're like in elementary school or something like that, where they like, oh, Cindy, you've made it to the Olympics. I bet like if you had like a real 9-to-5, they'd be like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Look at this guy.
Good for you. You're a big shot now.
He's great. He's going to Russia.
You're so great. Why don't you have my job, nigga? You know?
Joe.
That's how I bet they really are. Oh, you're going to the Olympics? I can do the Olympics too. Big deal. If I really tried, I could do the Olympics.
Yeah. Olympian. But yeah, like, I'm not really a big fan of, like, the whole McDonald's, Coke thing, but I understand that money talks, and I understand that they're, like, the biggest entities of food right now, so that makes sense, but
at Coke the same... and McDonald's, that's all you need in the world.
Yeah, like, at the same time, though, I'm kind of like, it's not really good for you, and Olympians probably are not eating that, but then there's probably some mistaken person out there that's like, I'm gonna be an Olympian! And they're just eating.
Drink all this Coke here.
They're just like having their big gulp and like their big McDonald's meal and getting fat, large and in charge. then they're like, I'm not Olympian yet, man. I'm getting slow. I'm fat and
fat.
Stupid. You know?
Fat. Fat. Gold medal.
I'm going to eat my gold medal nugget.
I don't think that's how all fat people sound. But
how do they sound?
I don't know, but if they're going to keep eating fast food. I don't know if it's not mean against that or what, but you know, it's not good for you. Maybe it's because I haven't had fast food in a long time.
I just think that actually...
I'm not saying that if McDonald's gave us $1 million, they wouldn't be like, I love
actually,
french fries.
That was my next question is like, if you get to like Beyonce level where you need like sponsorship, or shouldn't say need, but you get offered sponsorships, or if you're an athlete and they're like, hey, we got your sponsorship. Because the sponsorship mostly pays for their trip and everything, right?
Yeah.
So, like, what if Mickey D's comes along and he's like, Joe, be in our commercial.
And I'll be like, well, I don't have to drink it every day. I can just drink a fake version of it on TV, right? It'd just be filled with root beer, right?
But it's crazy, though, because, you know,
root beer's pretty
good. I have to say, I would sell out.
No, but what is selling out? That means it wouldn't. You just gotta do it for the commercial and the
advertise
image.
I'd be like, I'm a great athlete and I eat McDonald's.
I love the fatty chicken burger.
I have it before every meal, and then I'm gonna like have my Olympic medal and chew on it.
If you're gonna promote one thing from McDonald's, what would it be?
Oh, I do like their fries. It's pretty good.
You'd be like, everything else sight, but I love them fries. It just has you eating fries.
I remember, like, one time I saw Steve Isaac was doing, like, video diaries, and he was talking about how good the, what's that sandwich that's the breakfast one that's, like, a pancake bun?
The McGriddle?
McGriddle. He's like, oh, my God, the McGriddles are so good. And then, like, I felt really compelled to have a McGriddle.
I mean, it's been pretty much like a, you know, pancake, honey pancake sandwich.
It has the M embossed in it.
Yeah.
On the pancake.
Yes, that wasn't naturally made.
God, it's so gross.
It's just
the more I think about
printed
it.
Printed right through the factory lineup.
It is so gross. Because actually, it's interesting. I have like a love-hate relationship with McDonald's. I feel like it is like they do make it kind of fun. They do integrate children into it at like a really early age with the Happy Meals and stuff.
What do you mean to integrate children?
Because then like children...
Because it's a meal that's happy?
Yeah, they're going to be like, I want a Happy Meal, I want a Happy Meal. And
now
like,
I'm happy!
Yeah, and it's like they get introduced to McDonald's.
I'm happy.
They get introduced to McDonald's in like a really positive way. And they're going to be like that
it
for the rest
of their
smile.
Life. It has a smile. They have taken the smile.
Yeah, they own the smile. They own the letter M. They own the golden arches. So, like, in certain aspects, and they have Grimace, that grape guy.
Yeah.
I mean, man, there's so many, like, amazing things about McDonald's. The clown is kind of scary, Ronald. Sorry, but you're a little bit scary. But I still like Ronald McDonald, and I still like the Happy Meal and all that toys and stuff. But then when you think about it, it's really bad for you. It's really bad for you. And, I mean, it is delicious as you're eating it, but then 10 minutes later you don't feel so good, so that's evil. I'd rather
that's
just
the diabolical,
like,
that's
seriously
the,
I'd
the
rather
quick fix.
I'd rather just eat broccoli, because I mean it's,
yeah, but
a, it's not as sexy
up,
but it's a tree
when you're growing
and you can be
up
like, this is a tree
when you're growing up. At least in our age, people weren't like really shoving vegetables in our faces.
I wonder, like, how it's going to be in the future. I wonder if younger kids are going to get more proper trained to
no,
be like, I love broccoli.
In the future, it's just going to be all one giant liquid that we all consume.
Ew, it's so gross.
The all-natural liquid. And then we do, then what we're going to do is what we do with my drinks that I drink now is just water, and then you just squirt in flavor. That's really what everything's going to be. It's going to be liquid, and then you're just going to have a bunch of tubes.
That's not really good for you either, though.
And you can
you're
just
squirting in sugar into
the
water.
You just squirt in like flavor. Like, I want to have some turkey.
Ew,
squirt
gross.
Turkey liquid.
And
then
so
you,
gross.
And then you put it in the microwave, and it turns into like a turkey, like hardens.
Ew.
To the future!
I want to have like a pill that you just pop in your mouth that's a whole meal. Like how they had in Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Another Willy Wonka reference today. Like, remember they had that little gobstopper that was a full meal?
Yeah.
That's what I want to have. Like a little candy that you're just like, oh, this is my full 6-course meal.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's what's going to happen. Remember in Back to the Future 2 when they had like a little like small cookie that looked like a pizza and they stuck it in the oven and it turned into a giant pizza? That's how you're going to do it. You just like D something.
That doesn't sound like it's natural, though.
Yeah, but that's how the future is going to be. Once we've deteriorated everything.
At the same time, I do feel like there is a movement for more organic
the
stuff.
The yes movement.
Yeah, because organic is like in now. But then you got to realize that there might be some evil organic people that make it seem like it's organic and good for you, but it's really not.
It's all a bunch of lies. 4 years down the drain, ladies and gentlemen.
4 years down the drain. Carolyn and Joe show is 4 years down the drain.
What? It's not 4 years down the drain. 4 years on fire. Gold. We're the Olympic champions of podcasting.
Yes. I'm going to eat this microphone like a McNugget.
Yeah, like a McNuggets. Like how it is. I mean, from what I saw, I've enjoyed the Olympics. I just completely forgot about it, but you know, sometimes
you can wait 4 more years.
Yeah. Ice dancing, ice skating, flying down—I don't know—all that stuff. Whatever. I really enjoy that. There's something that's not overblown. You know, I guess it is sort of overblown.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it's majorly overblown. But whatever.
Olympics is very overblown, Joe.
Whatever. As long as they keep the heart of it, it's fine. But whatever. Money's going to take over. Corporates, rigging, politics. Whatever. As long as the artistry is there, whatever. 4 years down the drain. You trip, 4 years down the drain. You slip, 4 years down the drain. That's how it is on the Olympics. Every time I see that, 4 years down the drain. That person fell, 4 years down the drain. That's what I love about the Olympics. One time, you mess up. 4 years down the drain, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. This show is brought to you by AstrayProductions.com, and Astray Productions are the people who produce this show. Also, check out my new work at JoeCarabeo.com, GoAstray.tumblr.com. Also, One-Shots.com. Check out my films that we produce every single month. Don't forget to check out my new charity that I am making work for called Bras for Good. Check them out at BrasForGood.org. A little bit not safe for work, but whatever. You're okay with that, aren't you? I know you are. Thank you. Karen Valevsky, awesome illustrator, designer, curls-studio.com. Check out her work every single night at curls-studio.com. Sketch before sleep. Also, don't forget to check out Curls at curls-studio.com/curls. Go for the gold, Carolyn. Go for the gold.
My name is 4 years.
4 years.
Up the drain.
Up the drain. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Thank you all, and see you later!